problem with being a resident is you feel crazy all the time. You haven't slept in years. You spend every day around people in massive crisis. You lose your ability to judge what's normal.
Will you crab off the floor before this thing eats it?
Okay.
In yourself or anyone else. And yet people are constantly asking you to tell them how they're doing. How the hell are you supposed to know?
Eggs good?
Oh, baby didn't like the breakfast.
All right, into the can. Come on.
You don't even know how you're doing.
We had our first honest conversation about your feelings, and now you want to leave. That timing doesn't strike you as strange?
No, and I'm still firing you.
No, you're quitting.
No, I'm not quitting. I don't quit things.
Well, actually, you do. Your mother quit your father quit you, you quit your boyfriend, and if I read your hospital chart correctly, you quit your life momentarily on a couple of occasions. You quit. That's what you know how to do.
Now you're really fired.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And I want you to handle all my consults. Anything you can do without me, do it. And book some time in the robotics lab. I want to give him a tour.
Han, Walter Tapley's coming in today. Do we have anything special that he can scrub in on?
Walter Tapley is coming here?
The chief was his student.
You studied at the right hand of God? Wow.
We need something impressive.
I will stab someone in the chest if I have to.
O'Malley, get Boyer ready for a CT and prep my lap Coley. I need to be out of that OR by 10. Han, plan to be free at 10. O'Malley, did Patricia say I had any messages?
Yeah, she said... She said to tell you that your wife hadn't called in the 20 minutes since you last asked if your wife called.
All right.
Hey.
Well, I'm very optimistic about this new viral cocktail. Adding an IL-2 should make a very big difference. We're close. We're going to open this bottle of champagne soon.
I know.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Listen, clinical trials can be fine. This is getting to you. I can do this one on my own.
I'm not a quitter. I don't need you to rescue me. Let's just do this.
Because waiting is a bad idea. We're talking about your health.
Dr. Shepherd can say no to such a problem.
What am I saying no to?
Is there any way you could push back the surgery? A few hours, my boyfriend's flight was canceled. I want him to be here.
Greta?
He has some questions. He's so smart about this stuff, I don't even know what to ask.
Are you reconsidering the procedure?
Andre and I have had so little time together. We met in January. I mean, this treatment could kill me, right?
You have a very aggressive tumor. Even if we don't operate, you're looking at a few months.
But I'd spend them with Andre. Do you know how precious that is? Time with the person you love.
Greta, please.
I'm not saying I want to cancel. I'm just saying I want to wait for Andre. He'll help me to decide.
We can't wait.
He'll be here at 3.
Dr. Mark Sloan. I used to be a patient of his.
Rebecca? Where have you been?
Hi, Izzy.
I've called you and left like 50 messages.
You seem kind of upset.
Well, you're not pregnant, first of all, and Alex has been turning his life upside down to be your baby daddy, and I can't tell him because of confidentiality. So, yeah, upset.
You can talk to Alex about anything. I want him involved, and I am pregnant. You kind of know.
Okay. So if you're not trying to trap Alex with a fake pregnancy, you won't mind if I do another test, just to be sure.
Trap him? Are you out of your mind? I'm pregnant. And that's a good thing, because I want this baby. I've always wanted a baby.
You have a baby.
Of course I do. I mean, I want another one. Do the stupid test again. It'll be fine. And I need to see Dr. Sloan. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Dr. Shepherd?
Yes?
There's no Andre.
What?
She made him up. He doesn't exist. My sister, she is not a woman who has boyfriends, okay? And then 4 months ago, she goes on a cruise, comes back saying she's met her soulmate.
Right around the time her symptoms started?
There are no pictures, and nobody has ever seen him. Can you talk to her? Can you tell her we can't wait for Andre? Because we could be waiting a long time.
Is Tapley in there?
No.
You're lying.
Yes.
Tapley in there?
No.
Liar.
Yes.
Something is wrong with her.
No, I'm fine.
She cleaned the apartment, which she has no idea how to do, so she basically just pushed dirt around.
Oh, leave her alone. Not everybody has to be happy all the time. That's not mental health. That's crap.
Walter Tapley's here, and she doesn't want to meet him.
Well, that's bad.
You know, Torres, mind your own business.
You need to get help. You're killing me.
If you hang out until Hong gets here, you might get to meet Tapley.
I don't give a damn about Walter Tapley.
Christina. Are you in the dark place?
Yeah.
Me too.
There she is. Dr. Erica Hahn, our chief of cardiothoracic surgery.
It's an honor to meet you, Dr. Tapley. I use your modified bypass procedure all the time.
Yeah, well, that was an afternoon well spent.
You came up with that in an afternoon?
It took him 6 years.
You're a killjoy, Webb. I didn't really come here for a visit. I have aortic and mitral stenosis with tricuspid regurg. I need a double valve replacement and tricuspid repair.
Are you sure?
Charts, echoes, chest x-rays, everything you need. I may have invented the modified bypass, but I can't operate on myself. And my colleagues won't touch me because I have chronic AFib, pulmonary hypertension, and a clot in my left atrium. They think if they operate, they'll kill me.
What makes you think we'll do it if your colleagues won't?
I didn't start their careers. They can say no to me. Weber can't.
Absolutely not.
Now, hold on. We haven't
even... read the file? His pulmonary arterial pressure is through the roof.
He's aware of the risk.
Oh, well, in that case, fine. I don't know what I was so worried about. I may go down in history as the surgeon who killed Walter Tapley, but hey, at least they're writing about me.
Erica, sit down. Let me tell you a story. 38 years ago, when I was...
I'm sorry. Is this going to be a story about how you were a struggling black med student who wanted to be a surgeon and no one would give you a chance, and Walter Tapley gave you that chance, he mentored you, and without him you wouldn't be in this hospital today?
Yes.
I'm still not going to operate on him.
Okay, the sex, I thought it was mind-blowing myself, but I get the impression that you had a really bad time.
What?
Why are you avoiding me?
I'm sorry, I lost a patient. I'm not trying to avoid you.
So not calling me after the sex is you being a dedicated lifesaver.
It is.
I'll see you later.
You didn't call her?
When was the last time you called a woman after having sex?
Yeah, well, that's going to change. I'm turning over a new leaf.
What was wrong with the old leaf? So they called you a whore. You're a happy guy.
Walter Tapley needs a double valve replacement, and Hahn refuses to give it to him.
What's her problem?
She thinks she's going to kill him.
Lightweight.
Since when do surgeons turn me down?
It's her choice. She's the one opening him up.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend the night with a woman and call her the next day and she doesn't call you back, does that mean she had a lousy time, or does that mean her answering machine was consumed in a fire?
See, the chief calls the next day.
Oh, you don't have to call her back. You just met this person. It's new. It's fun. It's casual.
It's my wife.
Oh.
What, do I call again?
No, another call looks desperate.
Send her an email. Invite her to dinner. Just be casual, confident.
Sexy. I mean, romantic.
Mm.
Oh, O'Malley.
Yes, sir. Tapley's in 2062. He's getting an EKG and an echo. I assigned Yang.
Oh, one more thing. Look, I know I said I wouldn't use you to get my wife back, but I am a desperate man.
Can you lay it on me?
Draft an email. Ask her to dinner. No, don't ask her. Tell her. She likes a strong hand.
Okay, you want me to ask your wife out on a date with a strong hand?
Confident.
Confident.
Casual.
Casual.
Sexy. Tell her the train is leaving the station. She better get on it.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you about Rebecca?
Busy.
Alex, I gave her a pregnancy test last week. She's not pregnant. I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, well, you're telling me now.
Alex, when I told her, she said I was wrong. She thinks it's some sort of false negative, which it isn't.
Well, she was puking this morning and her boobs are all blown up.
I ran it twice.
Well, labs are wrong all the time, and you're wrong all the time. How about you mind your own freaking business and stay out of my life?
You have my chart, and I would prefer it if you didn't because I fired you. Can I have my chart, please?
It's not appropriate to show up at my door unannounced. And you didn't fire me, you quit. So if you would like to unquit, make an appointment.
You don't...
Make an appointment, Gray. It's what we do.
At the moment, no surgery's been scheduled, so we need to focus on keeping him stable and comfortable.
Anything he wants. He wants a steak, kill a cow.
Correct. Bedside PFTs and an ABG. Yang, run a central line. Sorry. Ah, damn daycare center pages me every time he gets a runny nose.
O'Malley, go find out what they want. I need Bailey focused on Tapley.
Go to the daycare center.
Quickly.
Right man for the job.
Gray, Tapley needs a central line. Do it.
I don't understand.
Take a needle, jab it into his subclavian so he can receive medicine and not croak. A central line.
But I've never done one. Dr. Yang! Hey, how'd it go with Greta?
I haven't spoken to her yet.
You haven't spoken to her yet? Yeah. I already mixed the virus and the IL-2. We only have 6 hours.
We're not going to wait 6 hours. We're going to wait 3 hours.
Derek, the guy we're waiting for doesn't exist.
I want to give her a little more time to enjoy him. Or the idea of him, if nothing else. Because once we remove the tumor, it's all going to disappear.
It's not real. It's okay if it disappears. She can go back to her life.
She was probably a lonely person. She found a way to have love.
Of course she did, because that's where love exists, in delusional fantasies. Real love isn't like that.
Good to know.
He punched someone named Harrison.
You punched a child?
Apparently there's a graham cracker involved.
Oh, a graham cracker!
They said they want you to talk to him.
What? He's 14 months old. What do they think I'm going to do? Give him a lecture on nonviolent conflict resolution?
I really don't know.
My son punches other children.
Dr. Yang, who's even more evil than usual, asked me to do a central
line. Okay, this is a big day. This is the kind of day that could change things for me. In there is Tapley, and Tapley is God, right? I'm the chief's intern. That makes me close to God, which means I can't help you right now. As unchristian as that may sound.
No, you're right. No, I'll do Walter Tapley's central line myself. So I puncture his line. He'll get over it.
What? Show us your Tapley's line? I'll do it.
Yay for Georgie. Georgie saves the day.
I give you Tapley and you pass it over to your intern? What the hell's wrong with you?
You think if you kiss the chief's ass enough by taking care of Tapley, something magical's gonna happen? Like what? You'll earn your magical resident wing? Oh, well, no. No, not gonna happen, George. You're stuck. You are where you are. You know, the only way that you get out of your miserable situation is if Burke were here. Because you were Burke's guy. For some reason, he pitied your pathetic ass. But he's gone now. No wings for Georgie.
Was I happy when I was with her?
Off and on.
I think I idealize it. I mean, you wouldn't hang on to a woman who's unavailable, unpredictable, right? You'd move on, keep it casual.
Don't sell yourself short. Allow yourself to grow with Rose. Share experiences, build memories.
Is this the new leaf?
Yeah.
Needs work.
Oh, my God, this is going to kill me.
Nice work. You found the subclavian on the first try. Got yourself a good resident.
Actually, sir, I'm an intern.
He's the best intern in the hospital.
O'Malley, start Dr. Tapley on a loading dose of amiodarone followed by a continuous infusion.
Yes, sir.
Why the hell would he start me on amiodarone? O'Leary, would you give amiodarone to a man that's about to have an open heart procedure?
George, would you wait outside, please?
If you can't get the head of cardiothoracics to do a valve replacement, then you're not the chief I thought you were. And this is not the facility I thought it was, so maybe it's better for all of us if I don't get cut open here. Would you get these lines off me?
You get back in that bed.
I'll talk to her again.
You're not even going to watch the Walter Tapley surgery?
I don't want 5 minutes with Walter Tapley. I want 5 years. Tapley's a star maker. That's why the chief's a star. 5 minutes with Tapley is a slap in the face. Like giving an alcoholic a sip of wine.
Lexi's coming over. Let's try to keep the carnage to a minimum. Hey, can I talk to you about something?
Maybe some other time.
But...
Look, not... She hates you, okay? She's not going to say it to your face because she's too polite. But she thinks you're annoying. And you showing up here like the good little girl Daddy didn't abandon is like the worst thing that's happened to her in months. And that's saying a lot coming from Meredith Gray.
be okay.
Wanna bet?
Give me 2 minutes, I'll meet you in the third floor.
No. We're gonna sit and enjoy a meal together.
I don't get it.
I've turned over a new leaf. From now on, if you want this, you're gonna get this too.
Ew. Shove over, Sloan. Torres and I are gonna share a sapphic salad.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, we're lovers. Didn't you know?
It's a love that dare not speak its name.
Mm-hmm. Look me in the eye and tell me that you're not thinking about a threesome.
I'm not. The old Mark would, but that's no more.
Really? You're not thinking about her and me and you and a video camera? Yeah, on call room, 10 minutes.
No.
I am the chief of surgery.
I am not killing Walter Tapley. I don't care who you are.
Shall we?
No. He's dying anyhow. You'd rather see him die on my wash than under your knife.
Yes. I should leave.
I said no. Is there something going on with all the women that when I speak, they simply ignore it? You don't leave. You review the file again. And if either of you see my wife, you tell her the polite thing to do is return a man's damn phone call.
See, a tumor in the temporal lobe can blur the line between imagination and reality.
It's possible that Andre is part of that confusion.
She likes being the successful sister with the husband and kids, while I'm the single pathetic one who has to send herself flowers on Valentine's Day. I found someone, and she can't deal with it.
But there are no pictures of him.
You want a picture?
There. There. And there. And there.
But those are drawings made from images in your head.
I'm an artist, that's what I do.
What about the journals and the writing? Did you do a lot of that before us?
Leave her alone.
I didn't have anything to write about before, Dr. Gray.
Okay, it's just that there's a symptom. It's called hypergraphia. Compulsive.
Leave her alone.
I'm in love with a man. I've touched him and held him. He is not a figment of my imagination.
Tell them how you met.
I was on a cruise around the Greek islands, and we had stopped at Santorini, and I was running to get back to the ship, and my shoe fell off, and the horn was blowing, so I didn't want to stop, so I left it. That night at dinner, Andre found me. He had my shoe.
Sound familiar?
You're mocking me.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to make you see. Dr. Shepherd, does anything about that sound familiar?
Sounds like Cinderella.
What else happened on the boat? Greta?
I had my first blackouts. Andre was there. He carried me to...
A woman found you on the floor of the bathroom. Prince Charming didn't care...
Get out! All of you, get out! This is stupid, stupid! Stupid conversation.
Hey, Greta, the serum that we use to kill the tumor, it only lasts a few hours.
Is it going to expire by 3?
No, it is not.
Dr. Shepard...
It is not. We can wait until 3. Can't wait all day. But we can wait until 3.
Hey, you. How's the...
Some of my best work. Any pulling around the suture lines?
No, it's perfect. I'm just not sure if it goes with the body. See what I mean? Face is a head turner. The boobs aren't stopping anybody on the street.
You can close a gown.
It doesn't match. It doesn't go with my face. It doesn't go with my personality. It's just all wrong.
Didn't you just tell me you were pregnant? I can't operate.
I don't need a lecture. I just need you to finish what you started. Can you do that?
I need to talk to you.
Make an appointment.
I don't want to make an appointment just to get my chart back. I'd like you to get it right now.
I would like to go to the bathroom in peace. It seems that everybody's dissatisfied here.
Where do you get off suggesting that I'm a coward and a quitter? Are you trying to make me feel bad about my life so that you can fix me?
We can talk about it in therapy.
No, I don't need therapy.
I forgive you.
Lexi.
No, I forgive you. I forgive you for treating me like crap, and I forgive you for letting your friend treat me like crap.
Lexi.
I don't know how you get up in the morning. I honestly don't. Our dad abandoned you, and your mom, by all accounts, was the meanest person ever, and you can't let Derek love you, and it all really, really sucks. But ever since I knew you existed, I had this fantasy about my big sister, and you have failed on every occasion to live up to that fantasy. But I still love you, whether you are capable of letting me or not. So, I forgive you.
2 o'clock work for you?
Yeah, okay. If this man dies under my knife, Richard, so help me, I will tell every reporter in the land that you insisted we do this. You will look like an idiot.
Relax. I'll be fine.
She has impeccable judgment.
And this may be the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Ted Ginsburg would have done this, but I wanted a friend in case I went into the OR and didn't come back. I wanted an old friend to say goodbye.
I'm honored.
Don't be. I should have had a wife and a bunch of kids so I wouldn't have to track you down to get someone to be at my deathbed.
Stevens, what are you treating Rebecca Pope for?
For a pregnancy she doesn't have, but she thinks she does.
Doesn't one of you have science on your side?
Yes, she is acting really weird.
She wants a breast enhancement surgery. She thinks her new face doesn't match her body. Maybe looking at acute stress disorder, it can happen when people have massive plastic surgeries and major trauma like she did. You look in the mirror, you don't see the same person, so you're not sure you are the same person. It can lead to some pretty odd behavior.
Like thinking you're pregnant when you're not and forgetting you already have the baby.
I want you to make it clear to her that she's not pregnant. And get her a psych consult and have psych call me.
Okay.
You know, Chief.
No, read that to me. I can't see anything on that tiny screen.
Oh, no, that's a bad idea.
Speak up, O'Malley.
Dear Dell, eat with me. The love train is leaving the station, and you know you want to take a ride.
O'Malley.
A ride on my love train. With all due respect, sir, I didn't come up with the train at the station.
Okay, give that to me. I'll do it myself. Yeah.
Hey, so, let me get this straight. If I wander into an on-call room, you are not gonna follow me.
You ever think about why you need sex all the time? Is it replacing something?
Yeah, I used to clear my head. So, on-call room.
We can sit in there and talk, but we're not having sex.
Why? What are we gonna talk about?
At lunch, you seem to want to talk about threesomes.
You are so not a new man.
I mean, I guess if you had to have a threesome, Erica Hahn wouldn't be a bad choice, right? And she brings that whole... we're naughty and we're getting sent to the principal's office thing to it. Come on. You never thought about reaching across the OR table and pulling down her mask, ripping off her scrub cap so that you can grab a handful of that blonde hair?
Stop. Stop talking about Erica Hahn.
Everything all right?
One of the founding fathers of cardiothoracic surgery is on the table. And I'm about to slice open his chest. Give me a minute. Okay. Scalpel.
Don't screw it up.
I'm gonna kill you.
We've got this patient. And she's got true love. Do you want to know why? Because her boyfriend doesn't exist. Derek is all broken up over her. Like it means something that she's... having an affair with a hallucination.
But Derek wasn't ready to give up on the relationship, and you were.
No, I didn't give up. I wanted to try again, and then he went and kissed Rose. So he's the one who messes up, not me.
But it's a relationship. People make mistakes. And you stand back waiting for him to fail so you can say, aha, now I quit.
No, it wasn't working.
Was your life not working when you let that slip out from under you?
Okay, when are you going to stop suggesting that I'm suicidal?
When you start acting like somebody that wants to be alive.
Give me my chart.
Why?
Because I'm not suicidal, and if it says that, then it's wrong.
What happened last year when you fell in the water?
I almost drowned. You think I did that for kicks?
You put your hand in a body cavity that contained unexploded ordnance.
I was trying to save a patient.
Why is it that every other person in that room had the sense to hit the deck? You know... people run away from this line between life and death. You seem to stand on it and wait for a strong wind to sway you one way or the other. You're careless with your life. You're not slitting your wrist, but you're careless. Probably because your mother told you you were a waste of space on this planet. The problem is you believed her. And if you don't watch out, one of these days you're going to die because of it.
Hand me my chart. Now.
And
don't ever talk about my mother again.
What the hell is... There's a leak. Go back on bypass now.
Bailey, take the clamps off the aorta venous line.
Okay, Gray, take the suction.
The whole left atrium is torn where that clot was adhered.
Met some down scissors.
This was a mistake. It was irresponsible and stupid, and I cannot believe that I let you talk me into it.
My reputation's going to be in the toilet at the end of this day. Dan Slocum at Mercy's going to have a field day with this condescending tool that he is.
Erica.
Don't Erica me, Richard. It's not your good name we're going to destroy here today, much as I wish that it was.
Dr. Hahn, it's done.
No leak. The repair's holding.
You were saying?
Today. You were far away. And I didn't ask you what.
Does that clock right?
I'm sure it is.
Maybe his plane was delayed. His phone is off. Maybe his phone is off because he's still on the plane. He's coming.
I was far away.
My head did this.
No. Your tumor did this.
And I just watched you.
He was never there.
What could I say?
Oh, God. Oh, God. How can he not be real?
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Our son has been punching other children.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean, you know?
It's happened before. I'm dealing with it.
Wait a minute. I had to bribe the director of the daycare center to get him back in. I had to promise to bring apple slices and give free mammograms to the teachers. Now, why aren't you telling me what's happening?
I don't judge how you do surgery. How about you don't judge how I deal with the baby?
Well, obviously you didn't deal with it. He's punching other children.
Of course he's punching people. He used to be with me all day. And now he's in daycare, so he can spend 10 minutes with you every 3 hours.
So that's just making him violent
yes,
now, right?
He's got a little...
Hey, Tuck. Hey, can I take him to say hi for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, wanna go play with the office supplies?
Look, if you... can't communicate well enough to
don't
tell me...
Don't lecture me, Miranda Bailey. I'm not one of your students. I know with all the time you spend around here, it's hard to differentiate sometimes.
No, I spend my time here because I'm building a life for us. I spend my time here because I don't have the luxury of being able to take a year off and spend it with our child and knowing that my career is going to be there waiting for me when I'm ready to go back.
Luxury? So you think spending all day, every day, wiping noses and... changing diapers is a luxury.
No, I think it's a beautiful thing that you get to do, and you're taking it for granted.
I take it for granted?
Yes.
I take our family for granted.
No, I did not say
no,
it.
You did say. No, you did say.
I work. Because
you love
we,
your work.
And I love my family, too.
You know,
it is going to be okay. Uncle George says it is going to be okay.
This used to happen when I was a kid. I'd get a strep test and come back negative.
Look. Okay, that's your uterus. There is nothing in there. No fetus, no sac, nothing.
But it's too early. It's tiny. You can't see anything yet.
What the hell are you doing?
I used you 20 minutes ago. Rebecca, look. okay? This is a fetus at 6 weeks, right? It's a tiny spot, but it's there. You can see it. Look at your uterus. There's nothing there. Nothing.
Get out.
Urolabs. There's a chart note from Dr. Sloan. I can get a fake consult for you if you want.
But just get out!
What?
There's no baby.
I lost the baby?
No, you weren't pregnant.
If you had been pregnant, your beta-HCG level would have been elevated. It's zero.
You didn't miscarry. There never was a baby. Rebecca, you're not hearing me.
So sorry. I'm so sorry I lost our baby.
Shh, it's okay. You're gonna be okay, all right? Remember, we need to stay in sync. Ready? Go. Good, easy, slow down. Right there. Good.
Her pressure's rising. She's getting bradycardic.
Okay, so let's push 1 gram per kilo of mannitol, 20 LASIK. See if we can avoid increased ICP. Is there a problem, Dr. Gray?
Andre's here.
Everywhere, or is it just you're scared of me?
I'm just trying to stay on top of things.
Are you doing a fine job? It's very impressive work.
Sir, if you wouldn't mind mentioning to the chief that you like my work, I was held back as an intern. There was some personal stuff. I'm good. And if you would say something to him...
Weber would not have made that decision lightly. Learning is like healing. It happens over time. Listen, keep running. But not because you want to cut corners, because it makes you a better doctor.
You're not supposed to be talking.
Well, Larry and I were just marveling at the fact that you haven't killed me yet.
Well, there's always tomorrow. Check this post-op echo and make sure there's no residual prolapse.
Yes.
Someday my pain. Someday my pain.
Are you okay?
Don't ask me if I'm okay.
Okay.
Ugh. You make me sick. Have some fire. Be unstoppable. Be a force of nature. Be better than anyone here. And don't give a damn what anyone thinks. There are no teams here. No buddies. You're on your own. Be on your own.
Dr. Yang, I just scrubbed in on Walter Tapley's double valve replacement. I watched Dr. Han excise a piece of his pericardium from, like, 3 inches away. That's what I got to do while you made notes in charts. So whatever crap you want to rain down on my head, go for it. Because I just saw the inside of Walter Tapley's heart, and that is something that you will never take away from me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, then.
Hey, Tuck. Here's Tapley's file. The new labs are in there.
Let's put it on the pile.
Tucker didn't take them?
I wanted the evening with him.
You guys get to the bottom of anything? Why don't I take Tuck for a couple hours? You can go talk to him. Go fight with him. You're not going to fix anything one day, but you can go on and keep trying.
What are you doing?
Some of your clothes. She's staying with me for a couple of days. She didn't bring enough stuff.
Did you call her husband?
She didn't want to talk to him.
Did you get a psych consult? Alex, hey, she had a hysterical pregnancy. A don't think she may have a...
She's fine, okay? I can handle it. I'm gonna take care of her. Just give me some damn girl clothes.
Board and Dr. Tapley's Echo Hunt is seeing him now.
What are you doing with Bailey's child?
Dr. Bailey and I are in love, and I'll be heading back to Vegas with her as soon as my divorce from Dr. Torres is final.
We need to write Adele again. She replied to my email, but all she sent was a typo. She's no better at this than I am.
That's not a typo, sir. That's a wink.
Well, that's a semicolon and a closed parenthesis.
Turn it sideways.
Well, what the hell does this mean?
She's flirting, sir.
Oh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
O'Malley. Good work today.
You know what that was? That was the attaboy. This may have been the most exhausting day of my life. My back is killing me, no offense. And I haven't seen the inside of an OR in... I don't know how long, but... But I got the attaboy. I'm turning it around. And you're gonna get the punching under control, right? Oh, you and me, huh? Boy, it takes us a while, but we get there.
We reached the tumor. But there was swelling in Greta's brain. We did an MRI. And it suggested that the swelling in her brain caused a great deal of damage. It doesn't look like she's going to wake up.
Mr. Barrett, we're so sorry. We should have waited. We didn't think... I didn't think you were coming. The whole story just sounded so incredible.
She told you about the shoe, right? Hmm. It makes us both sound crazy. Could never get that image out of my head. Her running up the gangplank with one shoe. Wind in her hair. Most beautiful thing I've ever seen. She might wake up, right? I mean, it's been a fairy tale from the start. They always wake up.
Don't wonder why people go crazy. Wonder why they don't. In the face of all we can lose in a day, in an instant, wonder what the hell it is that makes us hold it together.
Ladies.
He's thinking about a threesome.
Not.
You are. He has been all day.
Okay, fine. I got a new leaf, not a lobotomy.
You couldn't handle the two of us.
Oh, but I could. I won't, but I could.
You wouldn't find it intimidating.
Not at all.
See? Too much for you.
Damn it! On call room right now.
Rose. You want to go have dinner?
No, I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh, come on.
Derek, we spent a night together and then you vanished. Now, I wish that I was secure enough to handle that without a bruised ego and a lot of processed sugar, but I'm not.
Wait. Can't we just make this easier? I've done complicated. I don't want to do that again. Can't this just be easy? Fun? We don't need that fairy tale thing right now. We just need a little happy.
My mother tried to kill herself when I was a kid, after the love of her life disappeared. I never told anybody that before.
Okay.
So you think I'm broken? Fix me. 'Cause I'm no quitter. Let's go.